Absolutely. The government have stated in their own government-issued press release yesterday that they want to prioritise investment in regions that are affected by Brexit. Now, there is no region that will be more affected than Donegal. They also talk about drawing down European investment. So I'm mindful that with the 10-year capital investment plan, with the national development plan also imminent, this is now a huge opportunity for the government to demonstrate that they mean what they say, and that will mean serious investment in Donegal. I'm thinking here about Greencastle Harbour. I'm thinking about the N56 Letterkenny Relief Road, the upgrade of the N14, N15 Letterkenny to Lifford, Lifford to Ballybuffet routes, and also the need to look at broadband support for farming and fishing communities. There's so much that needs to be done in Donegal. And if the government are serious about this issue of Brexit, now is the chance to invest.
So while you are acknowledging that they are moving in the right direction, you will be holding them accountable.
Well, I think the strategy that they published yesterday, there was, you know, certainly a lot of elements that I would welcome in that. And it is a step in the right direction, but much more needs to be done. And what the people of Donegal need to see is a vote of confidence from government. And as I say, there's a whole range of projects that are shovel-ready for investment to be included in the capital plan for the next number of years. This is the time now for the government to say to potential investors that we, as a government, are going to invest in Donegal. We want you to invest in Donegal. We want you to create jobs in Donegal, and that we're going to do everything we can to mitigate the potential threat of Brexit. So I welcome their strategy. A lot more has to be added, but from a Donegal perspective, we need to see the proof will be in the pudding.